Malcolm Blight and David Wilde, Sports Day SA for Weeks. $25,000 cash discount, helping more families build their dream home. Enjoy more, visit Weeks. But we've got a star, Blighty. You share a lot with him. McGarry medals, Brownlow medals, Hall of Fames, all thanks to Officeworks. Let's get to work helping him make bigger things happen. We're talking about Johnny the Rat Platten. Platts, how are you?
I'm good, boys. How are you?
We are... For Officeworks, we're talking about guys that have actually made successful businesses out of football. You've been in with the safety hub for, God, it must be over 10 years now.
Yes, that's right, Wills. About 13, 14 years. So it's been amazing. So it's something different to pubs, which I had in Melbourne and then had a couple over here in Adelaide. So and then the last, 12, 13 years now, it's into the safety game. So, it's been great. It's been really good. Different for me, but enjoyed it immensely.
And you need something after footy. I mean, footy was such a massive part of your life. You mentioned pubs and that, but to have steady work, it's critical, isn't it, as we get older?
Oh, it certainly is. It certainly keeps your mind going. It keeps you up and about, gets you up in the mornings, and it just gets you in a bit of a routine as well, so that there is something there at the end of the day for you. And with this business, the safety hub, it's Monday to Friday, 8 to 5, and yep. Weekends off, so you can spend it watching footy, watching your kids play sports. So it's been really good for us,
Johnny. Yeah, well done. Congratulations on that too, because I'm a great believer in that too. I think something after footy, you got a lot of living to do after footy, and it's great. How did you actually get into it? First of all, where is it? How do you get in touch with you? May as well give yourself a really big plug here, mate.
Okay, we're at 56 Cavern Road, Dry Creek.
Oh, no, that.
The Safety Hub. Yeah, the website, thesafetyhub.com.au. So jump on and see what we sell. We sell heaps of safety gear for whole different types of companies. So from big construction companies through to food companies. So, we try and do the whole lot here in Adelaide. And also we've got a shop in Melbourne, which we opened up about 4 years ago as well. So... things are pretty busy, which is great. So really enjoyed it. I probably got involved in it after getting out of the pub scene. So I really just wanted something which is, Monday to Friday, you rock up and you walk in, walk out type of thing. So fortunate enough, I had a mate of mine who said that he was looking for a rep in safety. So I thought, I might as well give it a go, thinking that the business will probably be sold in another 3 or 4 years' time. So it was... quite a different direction for what I have been in, but certainly it was a direction where safety was getting bigger and better. So I learnt the tricks of the trade for about 2 or 3 years, and then we bought the business about 3 years later, and then ever since then it's been going 100 miles an hour.
Yeah, this little segment's sponsored by Officeworks, so I go there for my stuff, we go here. I'll bet you go to Officeworks too to get all your rubbers and pencils and all that sort of stuff, reflex paper, all that.
We do, Brody. We certainly use a lot of it. We use tables and chairs. And when we moved into our new premises at Dry Creek, we had tables and chairs from everybody. So it was fantastic.
I want to ask you just a footy question. The number 44, Platts. Blighty's a bit of a rain man on numbers. Where did that come from? You wore that both with Centrals and Hawthorne, didn't you?
I did, yeah. Mm. I was just a kid at Elizabeth. I just turned 18 years old. And we had our property steward rock up, and I went and saw him, and he goes, "Yes, lad, what do you want?" I said, "Well, this is my first game today. I'm not sure what number I've got." And he says, "Well, it's over there on the locker, number 44. And he said, "Good luck." So ever since then, I've kept it, and I was asked for it over at Hawthorne, and the blokes told me, "Well, we actually had number 3 for you because Lee Matthews was just about to retire."
Wow.
We were going to put number 3 on your back. And I thought, well, could I really have number 44? It's been pretty good to me for the last 5 years at Centrals. He said, well, the last bloke who wore 44 at Hawthorne broke his leg. I said, well, I'm definitely not going to do that. So they gave me 44 and it stuck.
Yeah, it's amazing because most guys that start with the high numbers, they want to try and get the fancy ones, don't they? 1 to 10 or somewhere there.
Yeah, that's right. As you know, I've got big shoulders, so number 44 sat well with it.
Yeah, some are okay with 13 and 15 and all that sort of stuff too, David. You know, you don't have to go to 44. 4 and 4 makes 8 anyhow. Yeah. If you do it quickly, it's still 8. John, you had a great career at Central Districts, obviously, and Hawthorn. And I know you were helping, when we spoke to you last year, I reckon, you were still helping out at Central's just a little bit?
Yes, I still am. Doing sort of one or two nights a week out at Central's with the new coach, Paul Thomas. He's been fantastic. You know, just a guy who's born and bred at Elizabeth. He's won a McGarry medal. He's played in an enormous amount of premierships. He's been captain of the club. So we've brought back the old tradition of the kid from Elizabeth coming back to coach Central's. He sort of knows the culture a bit more, and our blokes are excited, and hopefully all the supporters are excited to see Paul back.
Yeah, Platt's a big turnover with Central's. I went through this. I think Central's Glenelg and Woodville West Torrens, they've had massive turnovers. I know things with COVID have made things difficult. Salary caps are going down, but Central's had a lot go, but you've got a lot come in.
Yeah, we have. Yeah, it's pretty exciting. Look, yeah, at this time of year, it's always pretty exciting. The guys are fit, and, you know, and we mention this all the time. It's we say it every year at this time of year that they have to be fit and that. But we're excited about the group, and hopefully we can turn the club back around where it was, you know, 10 or 12 years ago. So and Tomo being there, he knows the culture. He knows most of the blokes where they come from. And Tomo has come from being a captain of the club, going to the Crows for 5 years as an assistant coach. So he brings that back to the guys at Central. So, he's very impressive, and really looking forward to see how he goes this year.
Platt, you're a star, so if you want the safety gear, Safety Hub, Dry Creek, that's the place to get it.
Come and get it, boys. We'd love to see you down here.
Good on you, Johnny Platt, and what a star.
Yeah, great.
Number 44.
Oh, he's a great player.
You reckon 13 and 15 was all right too, do you?
Yeah, I do. Just as a matter of interest. But, he was one of my favourite players, yeah. John.
Hard to tackle. Break line. Good kick for a long kick.
He was actually a really long kick. One of the things I always found that when I coached Woodville, it always smashes when he played for Central Districts. And when he played for Hawthorn when I was coaching Geelong, it smashes then too. He was a great player.
Pretty sure he kicked 9 goals against us in a game as a Rover. Against St. Elizabeth, I think Daryl Hart's still having nightmares over that. Our guest there, John Platten, for Pharmacy Sleep Services. Get tested for sleep apnea, snoring, waking up tired. Find out if you have sleep apnea. Book a home sleep test at Pharmacy Sleep Services.